Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Nightlycom. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and every day we're diving into those evening rituals that can seriously upgrade your sleep and, let's be honest, your whole life. Ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel running at warp speed right before bed? Thoughts just bouncing around, anxiety swirling, to do this playing on repeat. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help you silence that inner chatter and drift off into dreaming like a champ? You guessed it. Putting pen to paper. Today, we're talking about the incredible benefits of journaling before bed. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, ugh, another thing to do. Trust me, this isn't about adding more pressure to your plate. This is about creating space for calm and clarity. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind before sleep takes over. So, why does this work? Well, first off, it gets those racing thoughts out of your head and onto paper. Think of it like taking a mental load off your shoulders and placing it in a safe spot, the journal. You're essentially clearing the clutter from your mind, allowing for a sense of peace and quiet to settle in. Secondly, journaling helps you process emotions and experiences throughout the day. Ever had one of those what just happened moments? Writing things down can help make sense of it all. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but this time, your thoughts are organized and you can actually understand them. And here's the kicker. When you write about your worries, anxieties, or even the epic fight you have with your roommate, we've all been there. You're essentially reducing their power over you. It's like saying, okay, I acknowledge this is bothering me, but I'm not letting it control me. That feeling of empowerment can be a real game changer for sleep quality. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to remember about journaling before bed. 1. Keep it simple. Don't pressure yourself to write a novel every night. Just jot down your thoughts, feelings, or anything that's on your mind. It could be a list, a poem, a stream of consciousness, whatever feels natural. 2. Focus on the positive. While it's important to acknowledge negative emotions, try to end your journal session on a high note. Write about something you're grateful for, something that made you smile today, or even just a simple wish for a good night's sleep. 3. Make it a ritual. Establish a consistent journaling routine before bed. Maybe light a candle, play some calming music, or sip on a cup of herbal tea. Create an atmosphere that signals to your body and mind that it's time to wind down. 4. Don't censor yourself. Let those thoughts flow freely onto the page, even the silly ones. This is your safe space to express yourself without judgment. 5. Be patient. It might take some time for journaling to become a truly relaxing and effective bedtime ritual. Just keep at it and you'll start to notice the difference. Imagine this. You've had a long day. Work was stressful, traffic was a nightmare, and your dog chewed up your favorite slippers, don't ask. You finally get home, exhausted and feeling like a frayed wire. But instead of scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix, you grab your journal and start writing. As you pour out those frustrations and anxieties onto the paper, you feel a sense of calm wash over you. Your racing thoughts begin to slow down, replaced by quiet focus on the present moment. The words become less about venting and more about processing. You acknowledge the tough parts of the day, but also find space to appreciate the good things, a funny text from your best friend, the smell of freshly baked cookies from your neighbor, or even just the simple comfort of being in your own home. By the time you finish writing, you feel lighter, calmer, and ready for sleep. See? Journaling before bed isn't just about getting those thoughts out, it's about giving yourself permission to reflect, process, and ultimately release the day's weight. It's about creating a space of peace and intention before you surrender to slumber. And that, my friends, is priceless. So go grab that journal, light a candle, and let those thoughts flow. You deserve a good night's sleep, and journaling might just be the key to unlocking it. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how journaling is impacting your evenings. Until tomorrow, keep calm and journal on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.